Hello, Sendai.
外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、イギリス出身の花です。
アメリカ出身のウィルです。
イランの出身のモナです。
今月のテーマは、新しい生活を始める準備です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month, we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Hannah and I'm from the UK.
My name is Will, I'm from the United States.
My name is Mona and I'm from Iran.
Our topic for this week is preparing for a new life. It's March. In Japan, March marks the end of the fiscal year.With graduation ceremonies being held at schools and workers changing jobs, it's a month full of change and breaking away from the old. But in April, lots of us will be busy preparing to start new lives, whether through moving, enrolling in school, or finding new jobs. There's so much to do that many people might not even know where to begin. Today, we'll be talking about the various things we do to prepare for starting new life.So in Japan, this was a strange thing for me. Everyone graduates in March rather than later in the summer or in the autumn. Do you guys have any fond memories of graduation? What was it like in your home country?
Mine graduation was during COVID, my high school graduation. Kind of skipped that. And my college one, I didn't have a reason to go, so I just skipped that. In other words, I have no clue what they did.
You've skipped that. Yeah, I think mine, we don't have like high school, secondary school graduations really in the UK. Really? We do like prom, but I think that's like a newer thing because of America.
That's graduation.
Well, yeah, like secondary school, we'll do it like when we're 16. But yeah, I mean, there's fun little events. I remember one thing we always do in British secondary schools is the leavers will have like these white school shirts on. Everyone will write on those shirts in different colour pens. So it's a cool memento. I don't think I'll ever wear that shirt again, but it's cool to have. Yeah, and then I actually graduated just last July. It was really nice, like, it was gorgeous weather, which is rare for the UK. Actually sunny, can you believe it? But yeah, it was nice to see everyone. There were a lot of weird traditions at my university, which were kind of strange. Like, they were very strict about what we wore. It was, like, white shirt, black skirt, weird little gown. But, no, it was really nice. And then I ran away from uni and never looked back.
That's the same for me, too. Actually, in my country, the graduation is...Not in March, it is at the end of summer. So we start from late September up to summer time.
Right, yeah.
Like straight, we have 9 months straight of studying and it's the torture. But yeah, but I remember the graduation of high school. I was really happy because finally I said, I'm done with this high school. I'm done with studying at high school. But later at university, I didn't have graduation ceremony. I didn't join. And it was so simple for me. At the last exam day, I just put my folder on my head and I asked my friend to take a photo of me. Aww. And I said, that's it. I'm done. Nice. I'm gonna go and say goodbye to all of you.
I mean, we haven't just graduated, we've actually decided, let's uproot our lives completely and move to a foreign country, which was stressful because there's so much paperwork, but...
Yes.
And what are your good memories of starting your life in Japan?
First of all, I should say that this time I'm really looking forward to graduation ceremonies because it's going to be my first graduation, so-called graduation party and ceremony. And also I'm really excited about dressing of that costume of Japanese graduation ceremonies. This is one reason that I am really doing my best to graduate and do my thesis. But about any fond memories from... I cannot remember something special right now.
I remember just going around with my supervisor. I think we were going around like Nitori and Muji. and I was just like picking up the most random stuff, and I'm still not entirely sure what to do with half of it, but just acquiring those things and then putting them down in my very, very bare room, and it was just really bright lighting compared to what I used to, and I was just kind of staring at like, what have I done? Why am I in this really bright room with random stuff and a futon? What do I do? It's nostalgic now.
Yeah, sometimes when I look back, I cannot believe that, wow, it has been 3 years, and I've come this much, but at the same time, it looks like it has passed like 10 years. Yeah. But those first days, I was really nervous and stressed out because I had no idea about Japan. Like, I had an idea about Japan, but I had no idea how to behave, like in specific areas like Sendai, which I didn't have any clue before. And also I was so shocked because I had like bare Japanese knowledge, so it was hard for me the first few days. But the thing that I was really proud of was that I went to the bank by my own. I had to pay the rent of the dorm, so I did it all by my own. And I was so shocked. And even when I get the slip to the dorm management, he was also really shocked. And he was like, did you do it all by your own? And I was like, yes.
Stronger than I am.
And I'm really proud of that moment.
Well, when we arrived, it was like the first day of Tanabata, wasn't it? That was an introduction to Sendai. What was it like moving in? Were you a completely bare room, or were you furnished?
No, mine was pretty furnished. Came with a table, 2 chairs, a futon, a washing machine, and a fridge.
Settled in within, what, 10 minutes?
Pretty much.
Maybe less than that.
Yeah. Opens the door right up here. Yeah.
Time to find the card shops.
So I'm still trying to get my head around just like how everything shifts and like everyone starts new things like, you know, March and April, because I think the UK just kind of happens whenever, obviously, people kind of graduate and end the school year at the same time, but like, you know, people just move jobs whenever, like whenever their contract's up or they want a new job. It's the fact there's the big like Jinjeed or like the personnel change, that's still something I'm getting my head around.
That's true. In my country, it's not like also seasonal job hunting or these sort of things. We can just go for job hunting whenever we want and then quit also whenever we want. It's, yeah, these things were really different than my country for me.
I like the fact that everything kind of starts anew in spring, where, you know, like nature's waking up and things are blooming, whereas, like, you know, where everything's starting for us in the autumn, it's like, it's really pretty when the leaves are out, but then it's really sad when everything dies, and then winter's really depressing, especially like after the festive period. So it's kind of nice, like starting afresh when the world's starting afresh.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to my cultural traditional New Year, which is in March 21st.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it's the first day of spring. Our New Year is the first day of the spring.
Oh, and that's really nice.
Really beautiful. Yeah, I like it. It's like the whole Iranian people all over the world, they exactly know at exact what time the New Year will begin. And yeah, that's really, really unique to me, because, for example, if you imagine the Christian New Year, it is like, okay, now in Japan it is 12 o'clock, so now it is New Year, but maybe in America, in the United States, it's the day after that. But the Persian New Year, it's all at the same time. Like, exactly, this year it is at 12 o'clock at night, midnight, 11-ish, but we all know exact time and exact moment, and that spiritual energy, I think, it's really nice.
Because everyone's experiencing it together. Like, yeah. I remember, like, this New Year, I was messaging my family, like, well, New Year for me. You guys have 9 hours,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, that's true. It is New Year for all of us.
It's really nice, yeah. I mean, spring in Japan, it's very obvious what it's synonymous with. It's just sakura, sakura, sakura. Like, yeah. I don't know if you guys have been, like, to Starbucks or Dottori recently, but it's all just sakura, 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 sakura.
Already.
Oh, of course it is.
Yeah.
But yes, it's insane, the amount. It's definitely been, like, the past week or two, just there's sakura everywhere, like sakura drinks, sakura food, sakura merch.
I think it is, like, the symbol of Japan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We cannot help it. But that's really beautiful. Like, it's very short, Zannen, unfortunately. But I believe that it's the most beautiful thing that I'm seeing every time of the year.
I'm so looking forward to it in Sendai, because, like, you know, last year the autumn leaves were so much better than what I'd seen in Tokyo, because obviously there's trees everywhere, and there's, like, I don't know, the ginkgo trees down Hirosedori, so I'm really excited to see the sakura. Yeah, it's going to be nice.
Yes. And but unfortunately, last year, it was for a very short time, the sakura, and I didn't have enough time to, like, visit all places, but this year, I think I'm gonna have the plan to go to, like, Hokkaido or other places to go for Hanami.
Do you guys have any plans aside from buying all the sakura merch in April? Or March, in the spring, especially because it's getting warmer now, it's actually getting accessible to go to other places that aren't just completely walled up by snow.
Sakura March. I already bought a, like, a notebook with like pictures and patterns of sakura, and I am going to write my... I'm writing some stories, so I'm gonna write my story of the spring time on that notebook, I think.
It's like a diary? Or...
Yeah, kinda. Nice. Yes.
Yeah. What about you, Will? Any plans for March, April?
I can't really say so. No. If it happens, gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, that's nice.
Taking the sakura and everything.
Yeah.
Probably the ginkgo as well. Mm. If those come back.
If they come back, looking forward to a chill spring. Winter ended up being really busy, you know, festive period and family coming over, and it was lovely, but I'm looking forward to just, like, having some free weekends and just enjoying the warmer weather. It's been a little warmer recently, and I didn't realise how much I missed warmth. Because I usually think I'm quite a cold weather person, but no, I was like, sunshine, 15 degrees, yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to spring, especially this year, because I think Japan's also really good at having, like, kind of rolling lots and lots and lots of different flowers, and it's not just, you know, like, 1 week, then it's done, even though the sakura is only 1 week. But,
true. I think Japan's spring and autumn is the best, like, the fire, I think.
Yeah. I really like when the hydrangeas come out in June, because you just kind of find little clusters of them everywhere. I don't know if it's the same up in Sendai, but yeah, lots of seasons to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
Finally, we have an announcement from Sentia. The Sendai Japanese language course is starting in April. Application forms are available at both the Albaku Chuo Shimin Center and the Sendai Multicultural Center. You can also download the form from the Sentia homepage. Please submit the form to the Albaku Chuo Shimin Center by 9:30 on April 3rd. There will be a class placement test. Lessons will take place from April 7th to September 11th. If you have any questions, please call the Albaku Chuo Shimin Center at 022-263-5010 or the Sendai Tourism, Convention and International Association, Sentia, at 022-268-6260. That's it for our program this month. See you again soon.
Bye! Bye.